Well, hello again, everybody, and welcome back to X-Files Diaries. I'm Annie.
I'm Jen.
And today we have a very sexy show for you. We're going to be counting down. I can't believe we haven't done this yet, Jen. But we are going to be counting down our top 10 hottest moments on the X-Files. You know, it's funny. I don't know if you had this same experience, Jen, when you were making your list. But I was sitting down here thinking like, okay, well, let's go through all these hot MSR moments. And I was finding it surprising how it wasn't all MSR moments. Like, it wasn't. It was a lot of other random stuff that came across my list. Yeah. Not to say that, like, all of... And also, it's like, all of the MSR is hot. And so it's kind of like, where are you going to go from there?
Where do you draw the line?
Yeah. But I thought that was really... I thought it was interesting. And I when I ended up picking my 10, as you guys will see, there's definitely a theme here. And it's very off on brand for me. And I'm curious. I'm so curious to see where your list went, because obviously this is very personal. This is a very personal list.
As personal as it gets.
Yeah.
What gets your motor running?
Oh, my God. Well, Jen, I mean, we kind of know what gets each other's motors running, but I feel like
we're going to lay it all out now.
We're going to be revealing a lot tonight.
We're making it official.
It's going to be fun.
It's going to be a lot of fun. And I just have to say, I am thrilled to be talking about hot moments here in Edmonton at the time of recording in around mid-November, where it is currently like -7 degrees Celsius, or that would be like about 20 Fahrenheit. So it's already getting pretty cold here, and it's going to get colder as the night goes on. So we had like a ton of snow last weekend. We still have it down. And so I'm really happy to bring a little heat into my life.
Well, let me tell you, it's actually quite cold in Los Angeles too.
Is it? Oh my God.
When I say cold, that's a very relative term. But it's cold for me. I'm the kind of person that it's like when it's 75, I'm like, this is great. This is great. And when it drops down to like 68, I'm like, I am frozen and I need a sweatshirt and 3 blankets. That's me, because I grew up in Southern California and that's just my life. And so I couldn't tell you what it is right now, but it's probably like what? Maybe in the 50s
it's
or
not
the 60s?
Below freezing, I'm
maybe
guessing.
The 50s? I don't know. I'm really bad at that stuff.
God.
But if it gets down to 50s, I'm really cold. This is Los Angeles, Jen. It's not okay. But again, it's actually, like you said, it's fitting with the theme. We're gonna heat things up in here.
This is the right time of year. If we had done this in the summer, people would be like, no, I'm too hot already. Yeah. I can't take any more heat.
Yeah.
But now we are ready for the heat.
It's appropriate. I enjoy that. Yeah. All right. What do you say? What do you say we get going on our lists?
Let's
here.
Start lighting some fires.
Let's do it. Okay, we will start with my number 10.
Nice.
Which I might cheat a little and say these two that I had to choose between because they're very similar. And
okay, go ahead. But the more heat, the better. So do it.
The more heat, the better. Okay, so this is a moment from Fight the Future.
Okay.
Which is not the moment you're thinking of, probably.
Not
the moment anyone is thinking of, probably. Like I said, we got real deep here.
Okay.
There's a very specific moment, and maybe you can picture it in your mind.
Probably.
After Mulder escapes the hospital with the help of the lone gunman, and he's wearing Byers clothes, and he starts running down the street. I see your face. You see where I'm going. And he just starts like taking off the clothes and throwing them into the street. And let me tell you, every time I watch that scene, I'm like, let's just see more of this. Like, I would like to watch 2 hours of this. And it's a tiny little moment. It's a tiny little scene in that movie. And that movie is full of hotness, let me tell you. But I don't know why. Every time that scene is coming up when I'm watching that, I feel things getting hot inside. I'm like, I'm eagerly awaiting that moment where he starts running down. He's got this jacket. He's got this collared shirt that's kind of unbuttoned, like 3 buttons. And he just starts like stripping down. And it's not even supposed to be sexy. That's what's so good about this show. These things are not supposed to be sexy, and yet they achieve it. And that is one of those moments for me. And so that's my number 10.
That That's a great number 10. I love it. And I think he has, like, if I recall correctly, like a little sheet of sweat maybe on him because, you know,
he's just been shot.
He's just been shot. He's in terrible physical condition.
Yes.
But it's just like, I'm just kind of like, ooh, look at this.
Exactly.
Yeah, he just, the running while stripping at the same time is just, there's something about that combination and just throwing the clothes, devil may care as you go.
Look, there are many Mulder running moments and I must share this thread on our, at one of our listeners has a great thread of all the moments Mulder is just running and it's just him running, which is a great, it's a great, great thread. But this moment in particular, it's just, it's one of those things that like David Duchovny doesn't have to do anything and it works. Yeah. And I don't know if that was even intended to be that way or what, but I dig it. I really dig it. Like he kind of just takes the jacket and he's kind of just flings it off into the street and then he's just run. And I'm like, why did you need to do that, Mulder? Why do you need to take your jacket off? You're going to Antarctica. It could be literally helpful. But I mean, I don't know. Maybe he didn't know at that point, I suppose. So we can't blame him for that.
He's just running and stripping.
Yeah. And I mean, what goes wrong with running and stripping? So
nothing. He cannot be encumbered by clothes. Just let the man be. It's great. Yeah. But Mulder is just like, he's just sex on a stick at all times. Everything he does is very sexual. Everything. So as we will be discussing, I'm sure, on several occasions this evening.
I need to give a quick shout out to the moment that didn't quite make my list that I'm probably going to get shit for from some people on Twitter. Because it is a moment that I enjoy, but it is also just like a solo Mulder walking moment. And I was like, okay, we can't just have a million Mulder walking moments. That's not that's not fun for anyone to listen to. But there is a moment in Milagro where he's just kind of walking down the hall that I'm sure you've seen this gif. It gets shared constantly where I don't know what it is about Milagro Mulder, but he's just like perfection. And it's this moment where he's like walking down the hallway and like Padgett is watching him kind of sneaking in. They're kind of checking each other out. Mm-hmm. And it's just very brief. And if you know it, you know it. But I had to give it a little shout out here because that was the one that I decided to bump in favor of the Fight the Future alleyway stripping extravaganza. So had to give it a shout out.
Both great Mulder and movement moments, absolutely. Mulder just is very sexy when he's running or walking or really anything, but especially running. I definitely have a thing for Mulder running because he does it really well. He's a very good runner.
Mm-hmm,
he's very fast and very athletic, and he just looks good running. Some people just look good running. Some people look less good running, like on film, but he looks great running when he's on film. And so
that he does.
Yeah, I got to check out that Mulder running thread. So that sounds right up my alley.
Mm-hmm.
Well done. Excellent choice. Good start.
All right.
Okay, my number 10 is also largely a Mulder-focused moment, but, you know, Scully's there too. This is from Anna Sassy. And it is the scene where Mulder winds up in Scully's bed.
Oh,
I mean, let's just say it like that, because that's what happens. And I mean, yes, it's not under the idealist of sexiest circumstances, but it still winds up being very sexy. Mm-hmm. I mean, Mulder arrives at Scully's door. He's falling into her arms. He's sick, but, you know, it's still very hot because she's like all over him, taking his jacket off, leading him to her bed. And she's like the hands all over him, touching so much. And then the next thing we know, it's morning and he is lying on Scully's bed in his underwear.
Yeah,
no covers over him.
She really took no chances, right? She got him completely stripped.
She got him. We can only assume, because he seems pretty enfeebled, so we can only assume she stripped him. And whether she stripped him or not, he looks
enfeebled.
Amazing.
Is that a word? I enjoy
enfeebled?
That.
I don't know. It is. I think it might be just one of those words I just made up. So
but I love
sometimes
it.
Sometimes it's a living language, so sometimes I just make shit up. So Mulder looks amazing when he's lying there on Scully's bed in the morning in his underwear with the sun very gracefully lighting his crotch.
Yeah.
So it's all extremely like, I mean, It's kind of gratuitous, but I feel like I get the feeling, and I don't know this for a fact or anything, but from what I gather, David Duchovny seems up for anything when it comes to being a little bit naked on film.
I agree with that.
So
David. We thank you for that.
We thank you immensely. I mean, it was his idea to do the Red Speedo, for example. So I wouldn't be surprised if this was his idea. And at the very least, I am sure he was really okay with doing it, mm-hmm. because he is just lying there for us to enjoy him in the morning sun. And he looks amazing. I feel like for me, this is kind of peak Mulder in terms of his hotness, his body hotness. He's not too bulky. I find maybe he gets a little too bulky in the revival, for example, for my liking personally. He's just got enough muscles for me and a little bit of hair on the chest, and he looks amazing. So I love it. That's my number 10 hot moment.
I love that. I think every season, like every iteration of Mulder has like a different thing to love about it. But true. That's a very, very good assessment in terms of, because we don't get like full body, nearly naked Mulder like a lot, but we do get that more than Scully. I would argue that Mulder is probably objectified on this show more than Scully. I think there's an argument to be made for that.
Absolutely.
Probably why I love it so much. But, you know.
it really appeals to us straight gals, that's for sure.
Yeah, yeah. I have to apologize to all the gay women listening. I don't know if this is going to be an episode for you, but maybe it will be. Maybe. Who knows?
We'll have a chance to talk about some Scully hotness as well. But
I'm
you
sure
and I don't see it through the same lens that our LGBTQ friends would. So
this will be on brand for us. I have a feeling
this will be on brand for us. But hopefully, you know, maybe some folks with some other perspectives will respond on Twitter with some of their ideas too.
I hope we get a bunch because, there is plenty. But I do need to give that scene you just said one final shout out for being one of the most, like you said, well lit scenes. In the series for that moment, I'm not hating it. I'm not hating that. That was one of the moments we got really good lighting for. So
we got great lighting.
Thanks, 1013.
Yeah, we appreciate it. It did not go unnoticed. Mm-mm. Lo, these many years later,
love
so,
it.
So yeah, that's my number 10. What's your number 9, Annie?
Okay, my number 9. Another Mulder moment. This is from the episode Emily, and we talked about this a little while ago. This is the moment where he's in the office with the doctor and beats the shit out of him.
Yes.
I love when Mulder just goes postal and just starts like railing away on people. Like, I think in some ways it works better than others, like in some, like for example when he tries to beat up on Skinner and it doesn't work very well, that's one of those moments that's maybe not so hot for Mulder. It's hot for Skinner, but
hot for Skinner.
But in this moment I just love the transit. I mean, we've talked about this before, but I just love the slow buildup of him kind of thinking about it. You see him thinking about it, you see him going like okay, and he's watching and you see this rage brewing, and I love me some angry Mulder. You see this rage brewing up, and then suddenly he's like, all right, nice talking to you. And then just bam, just wailing away on this guy. And everyone hates this guy. He's awful. He's terrible. He's the worst of the worst. And so everything about this scene, and at the end of the day, too, obviously all of this passion and anger is coming on behalf of Scully and something that's going to really affect her. So that makes it even hotter to me that it's like he's doing this to defend her. To defend her honor in a way, like, you know, don't mess with Scully. So I just really enjoy that moment. And that's my number 9.
Nice. I love that. I mean, Mulder beating people up is kind of inherently hot, I have to say. And doing it in this, like, this is such a justified beating that he lays down here. And you don't tend to see him acting this way unless it's for Scully. And so that makes it very awesome. And he's doing what we as viewers have just been longing to do for this really several seasons, actually, which is just to like lay into the people that have messed Scully up like this. So it's kind of nice to see someone pay the price, because it doesn't happen very often. And so it's nice to see Mulder get a chance to kind of just get some of that rage out of him and where it belongs. So yeah, that's a great scene. I love it. Good choice.
Well, thank you.
Again, not traditional hotness necessarily, but hot nevertheless.
Yeah, again, this is just very specific to us, I think. It really gets me going when he gets all angry and then, you know, ragey. That's just really hot. Yeah.
Ragey Mulder's definitely a flavor I enjoy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, my number 9 is from the pilot, because things were hot from the get-go on the X-Files.
Yes.
I mean, the pilot is a very hot episode. It may show up more than once in my list tonight for that reason.
Ooh, okay.
We shall see.
I'm excited.
But my number 9 moment from the pilot is, again, it's not meant to be hot, and it probably wouldn't get noticed necessarily by a lot of folks, but I always have. It's near the end, almost at the end, when Billy Miles is being questioned and Mulder is in the room with the questioner. I think it's like Dr. Verber.
Yeah.
And Scully's on the other side of the glass with the smoking man and his compadres. And at the very end, as everyone's leaving the room, Mulder looks at Scully. Scully looks at Mulder. And just the way they're looking at each other, it's just held longer than it has to. It is unclear whether that is that two-way glass, one-way glass. Who knows?
I think it is.
Hot.
I think their hotness transcends all logic and physics.
I think it maybe does. I think it's entirely possible. I love the idea that he can't even like see her, but he knows.
Yeah.
He just knows where Scully is. So I love that idea of it too.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just, it's a very hot look between them. And I'm kind of choosing that. There's just like literally thousands of hot looks between Mulder and Scully that I could have chosen. And this is just kind of my representative Mulder-Scully shared hot look moment, because it happens like several times an episode typically.
Yeah.
And this is one of my favorites just because it is fairly unique circumstances, and it's right at the beginning. And it's just when they look with their, when they make eye contact, it's a magical thing. It always is. And it always has been. And this is just proof that it was just there from the beginning. Just bzzz, there it is. They look at each other, and they do, and the camera just holds it a little longer than you have to, because they're giving us the heat whether they realize it or not. That's what's happening. So that's my number 9.
Yeah, and I think they all realized it. Contrary to popular belief, everyone knew that from the get-go. So
you'd be blind to miss it.
Yeah, but that's a really great one, and you're right. There is an endless amount of what we would call eye fucking on this show that is
exactly
nearly like it's obscene.
It is,
and I love that you picked
constant.
That. I love
it's
that
like
you picked
constant.
That.
Yeah, no, I love the eye fucking. It's one of my favorite things on the X-Files, so I had to pick at least one eye fucking moment.
I love it. I love it. What are we on? Number 8.
8.
Well, we're gonna do a Scully moment. How about that?
Yay! Scully fans, rejoice.
Yay! I think this one, it would be remiss if this was not on somebody's list. So okay. I am putting it on. Also, you will not be surprised. This is from the episode Never Again.
Yeah, I thought you might pick this one.
And okay, there's really no arguing that the scene where Scully gets the tattoo is just obscenely hot. And it's supposed to be. I think it's supposed to be.
Yeah.
In the script, it actually calls it foreplay. And it shows that, like, they're looking, like, the way they're looking at each other during it is a little bit more obscene in the script than it is in the episode, which I, you know, at the end of the day, I'm thankful for, because it is just sort of more about Scully at this point. Like, she,
yes.
I think this entire episode was such an amazingly mind-blowing moment for us to learn these things about Scully. But it's clear from this moment that she is aroused by pain. And I think that plays out later in the episode with her, not once, but twice, completely responding to Ed Gerst when he kind of grabs her. And I think that's so interesting, because it makes sense to me. Like, it really does make sense to me with her character that would be something that she's into. And they definitely kind of carry through that through the revival, you know, even when they start, when the handcuffs thing gets mentioned. It's, you know, I mean, it's not something that just was left behind in this single episode and Never Again. I mean, it's clear that this is something that makes sense for her character. And this just this tattoo scene. Like, when I watch it, I'm just kind of like, wow, did we just see an orgasm on network television? Because I feel like we did.
Yeah.
Every single time. So that is my number 8 from Never Again.
Great choice. I'm so glad you mentioned that one. I was thinking of it, but I didn't put my list, just sort of hoping, wishing that you would. And so I'm really glad you did, because there's no question, that's an incredibly hot moment. I mean, it's very sort of not what you would typically expect to be like a hot moment. Here's Kelly getting a tattoo, and she's pretty much orgasmic during it. It's the truth, and it works. I mean, Jillian makes it work. The way it's shot makes it work. It's totally believable and totally hot. Mm-hmm. I will not lie. I thought of this scene while I actually got my tattoo a couple of years ago. Or just last year, actually. And God, it seems like a million years ago now.
Yeah.
I thought about it. While I was getting the tattoo, because, you know, that was the only experience I had of seeing someone getting a tattoo, really, was on Never Again. So it just kind of popped into my head amidst the pain, and I could kind of get it. I mean, I'm not saying it had the same effect on me that it had on Scully, yeah. But let's just say that I could see why it would. There's mm-hmm. something about the pain of getting a tattoo that's different from typical pain. It's not like the pain that you'd get like stubbing your toe or something.
Right.
There's something unique about the tattoo. I don't know what it is, if it's like sort of just like the emotional experience that this is happening. I mean, there's something about, you know, it's all very vibrate-y, which
is
always a little bit hot. And I mean, it didn't hurt that my tattoo artist was a hot guy. So I could get it. Let me just say, I'm just going to say I get it.
Yeah, I mean, there's something about, I've thought about this too, because I've wondered, and there's something about just sort of going in expecting this pain and then just kind of letting it happen because you have to. And so you kind of go into this zone where you're like, okay, this is where I'm at. This is where I'm going to be at for the next several minutes or however long this is going to take. And then you just kind of find yourself in this space where you're like, you're at this sort of weird equilibrium where you're like, okay, I can live with this. And so once you kind of get to that place, I can see how someone with those tendencies might be like, oh, okay, I'm enjoying this. Like, so it's a very, very interesting choice Morgan and Wong made in that episode. And I know Jillian enjoyed it. So I enjoyed it as well. So
I think you've explained it really well, actually. That's just that kind of like giving into the pain kind of thing. You're not resisting it. You're just kind of like, you become one with the pain after a while. And mm-hmm. I can't speak from personal experience, but it's similar, I think, for runners. They just kind of, at some point, you know, you get the runner's high, but it's also just that sense of you just kind of get used to the pain after
the
a while.
The adrenaline
kind of
is
just lean into it.
Yeah.
There's something about, you know, sometimes pain is fun.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Just saying. Okay. That was very hot. Excellent choice. My number 8 was, okay, this one's from Terma from season 4. And again, it's one of those things that's not meant to be hot, I don't think. But it's when Mulder returns and walks into the Senate hearing room while Scully is testifying.
Oh.
And it's just the way it's done. I mean, like, they're all, answer the question, Miss Scully. First of all, Dr. Scully to you. But then, like, Mulder, you hear Mulder from the back of the room. What is the question? And everyone's turning around to look at him. And he walks in just with this kind of like, I'm returning, the returning hero swagger. And he's all kind of like bashed up and hot. And it's the look on Scully's face is all like wondrous rapture.
Yeah.
And she's breathing pretty heavily.
Mm-hmm.
One can only assume with kind of like surprise and relief, I suppose. But it does wind up coming off a little hot. And of course, there's, you know, the eye fucking goes on for some time
mm-hmm.
right there in the Senate hearing room in front of everybody.
Yeah.
Which makes it even hotter. I remember reading online once, and I cannot recall who it was, and it was ages ago now. So it said, it's almost like Mulder's walking up the aisle to her in a wedding or something. There's just something about the way he just kind of is just walking up this aisle to Scully. And of course, they don't get to embrace yet, although they do at the very first opportunity. But they don't have to, because there's the sparks are flying between them. And there's just something about that moment. The way they zoom in on Scully, it's her reaction that makes it really. So I love that moment. So that's my number 8.
That is a really good pick. Not one I would think of, but as you're talking about it, I'm like, you're right. It is amazing what they can do with their eyes, yeah. like you just said. But I mean, you're right. It's definitely like Mulder swagger, the swagger down. That's very, very hot. Everyone kind of turns to look. But the moment would not be complete without Scully's turning around and her expression. I mean, it's like, it's this really great just two punch. You know what I mean? Like, and that's 1-2 punch. Is that the phrase? I don't know what it is. But that's a really good one. And I think it's great. And there's also a moment when they do finally hug where, of course, in front of Skinner again, he's always like cock blocking all their emotional moments. But he kind of pulls away and he gives her this look that's just very, I don't know if you remembered this, but this, the look is very just like inappropriate. Like, what is that look, Mulder? Like, and I never know what all this is. It's just like, it's crazy.
Yeah,
it's crazy.
It is. I when I was rewatching this scene a couple nights ago, I of course had to watch the whole rest of it, including the hug. And that hug is hot too, in its own special way. There's just, it's just nonstop hotness throughout that whole scene, and I love it. I just love that whole thing, and it's awesome. And Skinner's there. I love the fact that Skinner's there. He's just like, he's just their like Greek chorus or something. Just there, kind of like, just sort of representing the audience or something. He's just there witnessing it for us.
He's like these two again.
It just works for me. So I love it.
That is great.
So that's my number 8. What is her number 7, Annie?
My number 7. Okay, well, we were talking about the things that they do with their eyes. And like I said before, there are too many. So I decided to just pick my favorite eye fucking moment, which is from the season 6 episode Drive. And there's a scene at the very, very beginning where they're just debating going to follow up on this case. And they're on either sides of the car and they're looking over the roof of the car. And there's a moment where he just says, come on, you know, we'll be in and out. No one will even know. And then he kind of looks at her. She's getting a little, she's thinking about it. And then he kind of does that little eyebrow lift thing. And she looks at him and I'm just like, it's a good thing the two of you were apart the rest of this episode, because something should have happened there immediately. That look made me pregnant. So that look right there is the one I always think of when I think of like the top tier high caliber eye fucking. It goes immediately to that one. And so that's my number 7.
That's awesome. I love that. No wonder Scully gave in to his suggestion. It's right? Like, you give her that eyebrow thing and I'd say yes to anything at that moment. No question.
Absolutely.
It is. It's kind of, I mean, so a lot of their sort of eye fucking moments are very sort of like intense and angsty. I love those. This one's almost a little sort of flirtatious and playful kind of, which is fun.
Yeah. Very fun.
It's kind of nice.
They deserve
to have some fun eye fucking, not just angsty eye fucking.
Yeah. It feels a little, it's very Mulder Scully, but it feels a little David Gillian to me too, which I think is cute because you don't see this sort of stuff from them very often. And the reason I say that is because it's pretty much exactly what they do in Lost Art of Forehead Sweat, which I feel like when they're in the office, you know, and they have a very similar moment. He's like, come on, it'll be like a date. And he does the little, and it's very clearly flirting there. I mean, you can sit there and be like, this is active, we're getting back together flirting. Whereas in early season 6, everything was still so much up in the air. We didn't really know what was going on. So it's two different meanings behind this, but the motions are exactly the same.
Yeah, and they are, and the effect is the same.
Yeah, and so, and I don't know, when I look at Revival Mulder and Scully, and this could be just due to their age and just being with them for so long, a lot of the time I see David and Gillian a lot more in Revival Mulder and Scully than I do in earlier Mulder and Scully, if that makes sense. So that's why this one makes me think that. I've kind of gone down a little bit of a rabbit hole here. But anyway, all of that to say, that's my number 7.
It's great number 7. That's a very fun moment. Thank you for that obscure moment of hotness, because I would not have thought of it otherwise. So that is appreciated.
You're welcome.
Okay, my number 7 is not particularly obscure. And like, I look at it and I'm like, how did this not get higher than number 7? But there's just so much hotness.
Yeah.
My number 7 is from the episode Amor Fati, the sixth extinction number two.
Mm.
And it is Scully making out with Mulder's forehead.
Yeah.
At the end of the episode. Sort of. I mean, that whole conversation is very hot. You know, you're my constant, my touchstone kind of thing. He's holding her face. And then she just goes for it with his forehead. She goes in with that forehead kiss. And it is like, it's a very serious forehead kiss.
The forehead kiss has evolved. Yeah.
It has evolved. I've always been a fan of the forehead kiss, and we have had several.
Mm-hmm.
And they do get like sexier all the time. And mm-hmm. this is a particularly sexy one. And then after the sexy forehead kiss, she holds his face and then just brushes over his lips.
I was hoping you were going to bring that up, because that to me might be the hottest thing that she's ever done on the show to him.
Yeah. So, it's extremely hot.
I am surprised that Chris Carter let that in.
Honestly, it's just, it's very brief, but it's like, it's not even really particularly subtle. It's just like the flames are coming at that moment. I mean, the look in Mulder's eyes, you know, talk about bedroom eyes. Hello.
Yeah.
And yeah. And I mean, his lips look amazing all the time, and they certainly look amazing at that moment. And yeah, wow. That is like, that's the hottest moment of that scene, really. I mean, the rest of it's great, but that little sort of thumbs over the lips thing. Oh, yes. That's my number seven.
That totally taps into one of, like, I think the David Duchovny fans, like, kinks, which is his bottom lip very specifically. Ooh. Because it's almost like Jillian knows. She's like, I'm going to draw attention to what I know is his best feature right now. Mm-hmm. That is what's happening, seriously. Yeah. And so it is a very, very, very specific moment. I have to say, this was almost on my list, but a little birdie told me that it was on yours, so I left it off. So definitely one of the top hottest moments. Well done, Jen. Well played.
Thank you. I think that this is something beloved throughout the fandom. So it's hot for everyone involved, and I enjoy it every time I watch it a lot.
Yeah.
What is your number six?
Okay. Speaking of Mulder's bottom lip, I like how this list is just flowing.
It's
so
flowing
lovely.
Nicely. I'm liking the way this choice is starting as well, because I definitely have a thing for Mulder and his lips.
Yeah, I don't know how you're going to feel about this choice, but
all right, let's see.
This is from the episode 3, which otherwise is very not good. I don't enjoy this episode at all.
It's
but
very not good.
David Duchovny getting to make out with his then girlfriend was very, very pleasing to us all, because they go for it, man. And it is a hot kiss. I mean, I can watch this kiss over and over on a loop and be like, wow. Like, I feel like I'm going to get too graphic if I start to describe this kiss, because it's like he just goes for it. You see the lip come out. You see the tongues come out. He's got his shaving cream. And you're just like, wow, well, they really went there. And it's honestly just a shame we never really got a moment like that with Mulder and Scully, which at the end of the day, people are going to hate me. I understand why, but I wish we had. I do wish we had gotten that kind of kiss from them, because that would have been amazing. But we can watch this and be like, well, that's how Mulder kisses. So we can imagine that in my head. A lot of the time I just watch it and I just kind of use my hand and just kind of block out what's her face on the side there and just imagine that it's Scully instead. But
absolutely. But there's something to be said for having a sort of a canonical establishment of exactly how Mulder kisses. So that's valuable.
Yeah. And not this doesn't count because, like you said, it's not in the show and it's not canonical. But when we think about like those Fight the Future outtakes where we see how he does get to kiss Scully, it's a lot closer to this kind of kiss. Mm-hmm. So it kind of in my mind, I can kind of mix those together and be like, OK, we see how David kisses. We see how he's going to kiss. Again, I'm falling down a wormhole I don't want to go down. But right now, I just mean when I'm talking about David and Jillian, and I don't want to go down that wormhole right now. But we know that they just did that for fun. Like, we know that for a fact. And so that's not him like kissing for the cameras necessarily. That's just the way he kisses. And so when I look at him kissing his real life girlfriend on this episode, I'm like, okay, well, that's just the way he kisses. That's I think that's what makes it hotter to me, is that he's not even really acting. Like, that's just him making out with his girlfriend. And so I find that insanely hot. I enjoy that kiss. Even though it's not Mulder and Scully, it's an insanely hot kiss. So it's my number six.
It is insanely hot. And yeah, wow. That actually came very close to making my list.
Ooh, interesting.
It's the only time that anything from three is ever going to make it to either of our top 10 lists, probably. But that moment is, I didn't go back to rewatch it, but I can remember it quite clearly.
Oh, yeah.
And it is very, very hot. I think that David is a very good on-screen kisser, because I've seen bits of other roles that he's done, and he's always carried off the kisses extremely well. So, I mean, if I worked with him, I would certainly find every opportunity to kiss in between takes just for giggles as well. So I mean, can see why that might have happened.
I'm sending it to you right now if you have your phone handy so that you
can. What are you sending to me?
Oh, I'm sending you the kiss.
What are you doing to me?
So that you can enjoy and you can watch, like, the intensity of this kiss.
Oh my
and
God.
All of the
I'm
different
heated up
right
as it is.
Right.
Jesus.
Just
let's
all
have
of...
a ball. Oh shit.
Right?
I mean, and you know what, the presence of the shaving cream somehow makes it hotter to me. I can't explain it exactly. He's got like this wet face situation that I enjoy.
Yeah.
And wow, yeah, they're like just holding on to each other's faces and just they are
and the
going
way yeah.
for it.
And the way that they just kind of fall off screen. Like that's
yeah.
I enjoy that a lot. And also you notice too the way that his hand kind of goes up and grabs the side of her face. That's like a thing he does.
It
because
is a thing he does.
If you know of probably something that will come up later that we'll talk about again. But it's this that's a thing he does, and I enjoy that very, very
it's
much.
Hot. Very hot. I like it. It's just like it just he's putting his whole body into that kiss.
And
that is for sure.
He definitely is, and so am I. Let me tell you.
Wow.
And
thanks
you're right.
For that gift. I think that might have to get saved to my photos.
Yeah, save that one. That's a good one to save. And that you're right is probably the only time that this episode will ever make a top 10 list. although it did make my top 10 for music. I remember that.
Oh, right. There's a lot. There are some very isolated aspects of three that are quite good.
There is enough to love about this episode that would probably keep it off my like bottom of the barrel list. So,
right.
Which is saying a lot because I think a lot of people really hate this episode. And for the most part, I don't enjoy watching it, but I will watch that kiss on loop forever and enjoy it.
Yeah.
So.
I mean, we have to be rewarded for sitting through that episode and. That's a very, very nice reward. Mm-hmm. So thank you for mentioning it. Thanks for sending me the gif as well, as I say.
You're welcome. I aim to please.
And I can just, you know, it happens to be my husband and I have the same photo album. It's all shared in the cloud.
Oh, he'll enjoy it too.
I'll just be like, it's podcast research, my friend. That's all that is.
I got to tell you, my husband makes so much fun of me because we share a cloud too. And every day he's like, I can't tell. He's like, every day there's like 100 photos and screen caps and GIFs that are all like X-Files. And I'm like, I'm sorry, babe. It's research. It's research. But he is,
exactly.
It's so funny. He knows far more about my life in terms of the X-Files than he should. So.
I know. It's amazing if you share your photo album with someone, how much they will figure out about your obsessions and the degree to which it goes. Especially, like, I mean, I'm kind of into making Doctor Who gifts at the moment. And so I've got like 10 versions of every gift, just trying to get everything just right. And
right.
so... And I've got so much content on there. Sandy's like, I'm just looking for the picture I took of Toby yesterday. And there's like,
it's like 82 photos.
There's 30 images from Doctor Who here. What is happening?
Yeah.
He's used to it now, though. Bless him. He understands.
He supports
and understands and accepts my obsessions. And that's a good guy to have.
It is. That's why we love them. They tolerate our insanity.
Do so. And they let us go on and on about the hotness of people that are not them. So that's very understanding that they understand our ways.
Yeah.
Is it my number six now?
Yep, it is.
Number six. Mine is also a moment where Mulder is with someone who is not Scully.
Mm-hmm.
In this case, it's Krychak.
Oh, I thought you were going to say something else. And I was going to be like, Jen, no.
Oh, no. Don't go there. All right, don't go there, Eddie. No.
Cry check.
My two hot boys. I've mentioned a time or two before that I do enjoy them together. And they have chemistry in all of their scenes for me. They're just two actors that just have, they just have it. They have chemistry, I think.
They do.
And when they're together, they're just, it's all pointing at each other. They're all, there's always this kind of like raginess, sort of beating up each other kind of thing going on.
There's
and
heat. There's him heat there.
There is heat between them. So the moment I sort of chose as my favorite is from The Red and the Black, when Krycek sort of pops up in Mulder's apartment and shoves a gun in his face and is all like sort of sexy, husky whispering about what's happening with colonization. And they're just like so close together. And there's all this like heavy breathing.
Mm-hmm.
And then Krycek leaps forward and kisses Mulder on the cheek unexpectedly.
Mm-hmm.
Hot as well. Speaks to him in Russian. Hot again. And then just kind of saunters off, leaving Mulder being all like, holy crap, what the hell was that? But I enjoyed it. And so that is my number six moment. I do enjoy a little Mulder Krycek slash, and that's a hot, hot moment for me.
I don't think that's what Mulder was thinking, but we can agree to disagree on that. I think, like to pretend. I think that, like, first of all, Nick Lay is a very good looking actor. And I feel like every single scene that Krycek is in is hot. And I knew for some reason, I knew that you were going to pick this moment.
Mm.
Don't tell me how I knew that, Jen, but I knew. And so I didn't put any Krycek on my list, but I enjoy the shit out of Krycek. I think that when the two of them are on screen together, you're absolutely right. There's definitely a chemistry. There's definitely heat. I mean, they're both just like these hot boys that just exude sexiness. And so when you have them in a scene together, like, what are you going to do with all that, right? Where's it going to go? At each other. I really could have done without the kiss. It kind of ruins the sexiness for me in a weird way. I think that scene is so much hotter, like, without the weird kiss, because I'm always just like, why did he do that? That was weird. That made the scene silly. Like, I just think it makes the scene kind of silly to me. I think that all of the hot, the heavy breathing and the talking and the getting up close and getting in each other's face and the pointing the gun, I think all of that is super hot. And then when he randomly kisses him, I'm like, what, Krycek? What kind of game are you playing? This is weird. I don't know. I don't care for the kiss, but I will agree with you that every other aspect of that scene is extremely hot. I will agree with that.
Thank you. That is my number six. Yay. What's your number five, Annie?
All right, my number five. You're not going to be
heading into the top five.
You're not going to be surprised by this. Actually, I think the only thing that might surprise you is that this isn't higher on my list. But I had to put it here. The episode is My Struggle 3.
Okay.
And you know where I'm going with this.
I'm glad. I'm glad that you have this one.
This is the hottest murder ever. At the end of My Struggle 3, when Mulder just straight up slits that fucking guy's throat. Because he happens to be threatening Scully's life. And yeah. I think, first of all, there are a lot of people out there that are just very, very against this. They're like, this is not hot. Murder is not hot. And I'm like, you know what? No, you are incorrect. This murder is very, very, very hot. Because it's just like, there are no shits to be given at this point. Like, this is, we are in full-fledged revival Mulder mode. Where it's like, No, you're literally strangling Scully, you're dead. There's no more handcuffing you to the shower.
Yeah.
There's no more smacking you up and pushing you up and holding a gun to you. No, your throat's getting slit. And let me tell you, we deserved that by season 11. We deserved that hot Mulder slitting guys' throats to save Scully moment. And I will die on this hill that is one of the hottest moments of the revival. So that is my number five.
I don't disagree with you. I can't say I initially found it a hot moment until you pointed it out as such on Twitter at one point. And I got to say, it changed my view of the scene. Ever since then, I'm like, that is hot, actually.
Yeah.
I mean, I get it. I mean, it's definitely not meant to be hot. I don't think it is. And it's very violent, like shockingly violent, graphically violent. So I can see that some people might be a little uncomfortable with seeing that as hot. But I am not uncomfortable with seeing it as hot because I kind of think that it is. It's all just, and it's all about kind of his motivation. And like you say, he just doesn't care. He'll do anything to save Scully, and he doesn't hesitate.
No.
He just goes all in, and that is sexy.
He sees the weapon. Surely he has a gun on him. He has one, like, literally in his pocket, because we saw him, or in his holster, we saw him with one in the previous scene. So it's not like he could have just pushed him off her and pointed the gun at him. Like, there, he had other options.
But
Revival Mulder is not fucking around. And let me tell you, that is why. That is the reason that this, if you put this moment like in season four or something, I don't think it would have played. Like, I really don't.
No, but it might have been a little creepy in season four, perhaps.
Yeah,
it's
like,
dude, what are you doing?
It would have been too much. But here, it's like they're in a different place. He's in a different place. And I enjoy how even a small moment like that can show that. So that is why that is my number five.
That's a great number five. I was hoping you'd include the hot murder on your list because it is a unique moment. And there's not a lot of shows that would have a hot moment of that nature.
Right.
But it's if that isn't proof that everything on the X-Files can be hot, I don't know what is, because it just turns out that way. It's just the way it goes. And I can't disagree with you. It's pretty damn hot. So yeah, hot murder, total agreement from me.
Thank you.
Okay, my number five, talking about Angry Mulder, from Anami, the nearly final scene in Anami, where Scully's with the lone gunman returning from her adventures with cigarette smoking man, and Mulder is just standing in the doorway, fucking seething. And his arms are kind of like raised and wedged in the doorway, which is kind of a hot position to be standing in because, you know, his upper body is hot. And it's just this kind of like semi-darkness. And he's just, it's just the simmering rage is just very, very, it's just emanating from him. And for me, it's incredibly hot. The lone gunman can sense it. They're very awkward. It's a very, very steamy moment. And I've seen more than one fanfic that is based off of that scene. And I can see why, because it is sexy. So that's my number five.
This is definitely on my list. It's just higher.
Fair enough.
First crossover, Jen.
Nice.
Wow. This could not be on my list. So, I mean, seriously, Angry Enemy Mulder is just, I love what you said about him being like his arms up, like even his position is just, it's very domineering. He's wearing black, right? All black.
He is,
He's not looking at her. He won't look at her, which is, I think one of the things that makes this scene so interesting too, because she's looking at him, like she's trying to get him to look at her, but he will not. And he's kind of like clenching his jaw, and you can like see it moving, and well done, well played. I mean, seriously, what has not been said? We've said it all.
Yeah, the jaw in particular is extremely hot. But I'm glad you mentioned that. Yeah, and it is noteworthy because they do have so much eye contact. It's very notable when they're not having eye contact. It's very deliberately not happening in this scene until like the very end of it, I think. And it makes it all the more sort of interesting and just creates more tension. Whereas if they were making eye contact, that would, you know, turn it into, it would still be a sexy scene, but it would be a different kind of tension. But this kind of like when they're at odds at one another, it's so unusual to have them like that. And it does make it hot. It just adds to it. So yeah, definitely spicy. What's your number four, Annie?
Love it. Love it. My number four is from the episode Plus One. Think you know where I'm going with this, but
I hope I do.
Very specifically, I mean, I'm focusing more on Scully for this moment because while I enjoy Mulder rushing into the room and stripping, what I really enjoy about this scene is her just totally naked in the bed and saying, come back to bed. Like, no, we're done. Come back to bed. Those words, literally, I still can't get over them. Every time I think about this episode and the fact that it was a real episode and not like a fan fiction that I read, I still can't quite believe it. Like, but her seriously kind of starting to sit up in the bed and how the sheet kind of like falls down her shoulder and you see like, okay, yeah, we're there was no snuggling. Stuff was happening here and it's very, very obvious. I just think that them doing it that way, while I do have a like, I really wish they'd let them kiss in this scene. Like, come on, guys. Mm-hmm. I really wish they'd let them kiss in the scene. But I do enjoy the way they revealed it. And I like this whole scene, how it starts out super tense and suddenly we're back to business. And for one, and Scully is just like, no, come back to bed. Let's get back to fucking. Like, that's seriously the subtext here. Or at least let's sleep and then maybe later get back to fucking. Let's be real. Yeah. But something about that scene where she's just kind of laying in the bed and she's all sleepy and she sits up and then the sheet falls off. Love it. So that's my number four.
That is a great number four. There's a lot of sexiness happening in plus one for sure, obviously. Mm-hmm. That is a great moment. And yeah, I agree that I would have, you know, given possibly one of my fingers to be able to have a kissing moment in that episode or somewhere. And it did kind of irk me for a long time and still kind of does that. We didn't get one, but the fact that they didn't kiss, you know, prior to that moment, and there really wouldn't have been an opportunity after it, allows us to have that great reveal. Because at first, it's hard to tell what has happened here exactly. Yeah. You know, it's not clear at the start of this moment. Have they slept together? It's all still very, you know, X-Files ambiguous. But then, yeah, when she sits up and you see that bare shoulder, it's like, ho, ho, ho.
And then
it's very clear.
And then it just keeps on, like the layers keep unveiling, unpeeling when he's like, put a dimmer on that afterglow. I mean, that's pretty brazen language.
That's all so great. And yeah, the come back to bed. I mean, it's very sort of like she's very just, she's got a very much an afterglow vibe about her.
Yeah.
That's for sure. When she says that.
It's very breathy and moany. It's like, come back to bed. Yeah. It's very hot.
It's very hot the way she says that. And it's just like, you know, at the very least, she just wants to have, I feel like she just needs to have his body back next to her. And I get that. Mm-hmm. So it's all a very sexy concept, very sexily executed. Excellent, excellent choice.
Still can't believe it happened. Still.
I can't either. You know,
2 years later, 2.5 years later here. And I still can't believe that happened.
I need to just watch that on a regular basis to remind myself this is real life. Mm-hmm. Because sometimes things are just like so outside the norm of the X-Files that it's, I don't know where to put it in my brain.
Right.
And that might be one of them.
Yeah.
So thank you for revisiting that with us.
Anytime.
Number four. This is the second example on my list from the pilot. I couldn't leave either one of these moments off for me because I love them both. This is the fairly famous scene where Mulder is checking out Scully to see if she has any alien marks on her, and they just turn out to be mosquito bites.
Honestly,
let's talk about this. I mean, first of all, it's candlelight, which is like inherently romantic. He could easily have like gotten a flashlight or something, but he used his. He's got the candlelight going on.
You're right. There is something very, like, just the slow drift down with the candle.
Yes.
Like, it's very sexy. Yeah.
As though, like,
no one was fooling anyone here.
No one was fooling anyone. I always get the feeling, like, God, he's going to drip some wax on her, but maybe that would be sexy too.
Yeah.
So, not a problem as far as I'm concerned.
No, she'd probably like it from previous
I think we know now
on this
that
list.
She would.
Yeah.
And, like, you know, Scully's all, like, heavy breathing. I mean, she's obviously supposed to be nervous, but that heavy breathing just seems to have a totally different origin, if you ask me. And he just takes a very good long look at those, quote-unquote, mosquito bite situation. And then, longer than he needs to identify them. I mean, mosquito bites are not that hard to identify. And then she just falls into his arms afterwards. And he's kind of like, whoa, what's happening here?
Yeah.
And of course, you know, the state of undress in which she found herself at that moment as well.
Yeah.
And I wrote down in my notes, suspenseful tension equals sexual tension. Because it was meant to be just like, it is meant to be like a suspenseful moment while we sort of, you know, the music and everything just sort of heightens it. Like, oh, what is it? But all it comes off as is sexual tension for me. And I mean, there's a lot of great fanfics out there about pilot sex, and a lot of them are connected with the scene. And I can see why, because there's no question. It's almost a little too obvious in some ways compared with a lot of these moments, but I can't get past the fact it's still pretty damn hot. So that's my number four.
That's great. Definitely was on my short list. It pained me to see it go. That one is so good. And like you said, how early it is such a big deal. And again, I often feel like Chris Carter knew exactly what he was doing from day one with them. But like, it's almost like he did this and then realized, holy shit, I have two sex on a stick, the fire. Like, I have two batteries that are the same voltage. I need to reel it back. And I think he really did. Like, once the pilot got picked up and they started to do the regular show, he's like, we need to scale this back, you guys, because if this show goes on, we're gonna need to drag this shit out for as long as possible, which we know he does. But it does feel like they went whole hog in the pilot and then just really never went back there again, which is, I mean, they did, and you know, plus one 25 years later, but we don't ever see anything like that again, even after Mulder and Scully are in a romantic relationship. And so just for that reason alone, what a great moment. And let me tell you, her decision to put on a robe and go over there, I see your face. Girlfriend, you have a t-shirt. We literally saw you wearing it in like the previous scene. Throw like on a t-shirt.
Yeah.
I mean, I get it. She's scared of the mosquito bites. I get it. But like, it's one of those things where I'm like, throw on a t-shirt and then you just pull up the side and be like, look at my back. But nope. I'm going to throw the whole thing off so you see my my bra. You know what kind of underwear I'm wearing. You know what color it is. You're going to have all of this information for your nighttime masturbatory sessions, because we know that he did. Come on. And she has no problem with it. And I mean, I think I'm making fun of it, but I think I actually really love it for the reason that she trusts him already. And I think that's so important in this scene. And it works really well with the scene. And it leads right into him trusting her back. And I really think that on her end, it's sort of shown in this more physical way. Mm-hmm. And then on his end, it's shown in this really emotional way. Which I think right off the bat is such a great subversion of those two, of the gender dynamics in this show, yeah. Which I know we always talk about, but I think that makes it even sexier that like she's not neither of them, I mean, Mulder, let's be honest, is, but like neither of them are really coming into this moment thinking this is going to be a sexually charged moment. It's not about that at all. It's just about her trust in him completely. But I think that, God, them trusting each other is what makes them so sexy. So well done. Great pick.
Thanks. Thank you. What is your number three?
Okay. Well, my number three, we already talked about, which is Enemy Angry Mulder. That was my number three. Yes.
Very, very tasty.
We already discussed Enemy Angry Mulder, though. So while he's worth mentioning again, let's go to your number three.
Okay. My number three is... it's from The Truth, and it is the kiss between Mulder and Scully in the jail when, you know, Mulder finally, like, reveals that he's really Mulder and they are properly reunited. I mean, this is my favorite of all the kisses between Mulder and Scully, and it is a very hot kiss for me. I mean, Skinner's right there again. Yay. But, you know, it's just so nice and refreshing to see them not hold back. Mulder just walks right up to Scully, lays it on her. They are holding each other's faces. They are, you know, exchanging a very, very nice kiss. Mulder's thumbs are up there on her face, stroking her face, which I do enjoy.
Like we were discussing before, that's like his little thing. Yep.
That's his thing.
Love
it. And he's doing his thing. And I enjoy that a lot. And then immediately after that, I have to piggyback on with the hot hand kiss, because he kisses Scully's hand right after that, which is very hot in itself, and clutches her hand to his heart with both of his hands for the whole rest of the scene.
Yeah.
And there's extensive eye fucking going on during that whole thing. I mean, they're having a fairly serious, very serious conversation about how Mulder's going to defend himself at this trial for his life. But it does not stop the hot, because it is all happening. And that whole scene from the kiss the hand kissing, the hand holding, the eye fucking, it's all primo stuff for me, and I love it. It could be better lit. We've all complained, I think, about how it's not the best lit kiss we've ever seen. But you know what? I just fill in the details in my imagination. It's fine. I still love it. It's my number three.
Oh, great pick. Yeah, the lighting on that kiss still annoys me. But it is also my favorite kiss of theirs because, like you said, I can fill in the blanks. I love all of the things you said about it. It's, they don't care anymore. They can do it in front of, not do it in front of people, but they can kiss they in might. Front of people. They might. I mean, they should have at that point. They've been missing it for quite some time. But everything about this kiss is just so, I mean, I don't know why this didn't make my list. I feel like it was very, very close, but I always look at this as more of like a romantic moment than like a necessarily hot moment, which is not true because it's very hot. But just in my mind, like I have a little spot for this kiss that is just in my warm and cozy MSR romantic area because it's such a great reunion kiss. Like they kiss for like a really long time and then they have a really nice hug and then it's just like they haven't seen each other in so long and it was just so nice that we got that, especially considering like from the prior scene. I remember the first time I watched this thinking, are you fucking kidding me? That was our reunion? Are you fucking kidding me? That was what we get. We get this weird off-kilter Mulder and like sad Scully and that's it. And then then we get this. And so I remember so clearly just being in a room with a bunch of girls and we were all just screaming. And for like the following 4 minutes, nobody heard shit because we were still screaming about the kiss that had just happened and no one could believe it. And I just, yeah, great, great kiss. I mean, that's my favorite Mulder Scully kiss too of all time. We could go on about that. We could do an entire podcast probably about that kiss, but we won't do that.
Wonderful pick. Yeah. Everyone knows what we're talking about here, I think, cause it's memorable and amazing. So that is my number three. Now, what is your number two, Miss Annie?
Okay. So my number two.
We're getting down to it here.
We really, really are. My number two, it was my number one for a long time. And then I had to switch it because at the end of the day, I was like, am I just putting this in number one because it's what people want to hear? Is that why I'm putting this in number one? Or is it because it's truly my number one?
All right.
And so I came to the realization that while I do think it is probably the hottest moment in the series, I had to back it up to number two because I have a more personal connection to my number one. So I just had to give a little disclaimer. But I have a feeling that this is going to be on your list, Jen. Just a feeling.
Okay.
My number two is from the episode Ice. And you know what I'm going to say. It's the closet scene with the sexy hot neck massaging that is really unnecessary, especially so early into their relationship.
Right.
What is that about, Jen? Like there is nothing about that needs to be happening. Literally nothing. He grabs her. Again, we see some evidence of Scully enjoying the grabbing. And I mean, she does it to him first, which is really hot. But I think the really hot part is when he stops her and goes, nope. I get to do you too. That's the best part. And he kind of just like takes her hair and he kind of like swipes it away. It's like he's really taking his time. And he's really like, if you were to watch that scene and not know any context, you would think you were watching a porn film. Like seriously, the beginning of a porn film. This is what we're watching. That is how extremely hot this scene is. There's really no way around it. There is no reason for it. And this is just one of those instances. It's probably was not, again, not even supposed to be hot. It's just David and Jillian lighting shit on fire with whatever they do. I can't explain it. It is an X-File in and of itself is how hot this ice scene is. But I'm sure it's on your list and I'm sure you have things that you want to say about it as well.
It is on my list. I'm gonna leapfrog for a second and reveal that this is in fact my number one.
Ooh, okay.
And it's just it's strictly because, you know, I'm just gonna as an aside say what a very pleasant week I've had watching all of these hot moments and refreshing my memory about all these hot. I mean, my list was quite long, and so I got to see a lot of hot stuff. And so I was just going just strictly by just, you know, what's my sort of like gut reaction? And that scene is for me the hottest. It just, I get heated up. I mean, there's a lot happening here. There's all this like ragey whispering with their faces so close together in like silhouette. That all by itself would have been enough for me in terms of the hotness. But oh, it just keeps getting better.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, yeah, when she, for me, the favorite, I think my favorite part is when Scully just yanks Mulder's shirt down. Like,
yeah,
she's just going for it.
Uh-huh.
And that is really hot. And yeah, when he grabs her and she like gasps, hello. And oh yeah, he's a little more gentle with her. And, but yet very slow and taking his time. And there's something about that moment. He puts like his whole hand on the back of her neck.
Yeah.
That is somehow just extremely hot to me. So yeah, that's crazy.
That's a window into what things were like for them a couple decades later. I'm going to leave it there.
Really is. But I think it has to be, because the whole thing, you know, a lot of these things I think were not intended to be hot, and maybe, you know, we are just kind of reading some things into it in some cases, but this one, I can't believe that it was not obvious that this was a hot moment. I mean, I don't know how it was written, but I think it had to be obvious while they were shooting it that this was extremely hot and that they were just going for it. I mean, I agree that the pilot, they were really just letting it all happen. But I'd say throughout all of season one, there's a lot of hotness going on, because I feel like they were just kind of letting it all hang out. They didn't know if they were going to get another season. They were just going to go for it.
Right.
And then, yeah, as time went on and they realized they were going to have to spread it out more and more, we started to get less and less obvious hotness. But this is one example of all the awesome hotness in season one, because, yeah, it's early on and somehow that makes it even hotter. And there's just a lot of tension between them. Tension equals sexual tension. And Mulder was kind of ragey a little bit earlier, which again, angry Mulder. It's like all of the key ingredients are present here.
Yeah.
And it's like a perfect storm of hotness for me. So that's why it wound up in my number one spot. But obviously we are not far apart, since it was your number two. So yes, congratulations. Well chosen.
Yeah, you too. Very worthy. But hang on, I have one more thing to say. I saw Ice recently. It is a really, really good episode.
Yeah.
But I'm wondering, maybe you can remind me, why are they just checking that part, like the backs, like the necks or whatever? Is that where the nodules or whatever are supposed to be? Because when they were checking each other earlier, like when the guys were checking each other out, the girls were checking each other, they were checking their entire bodies.
That's right.
So I was wondering.
I don't recall why they seem so focused on like the upper back.
Yeah, that was going to be my question. And I like, not to like ruin the moment, but I was thinking like, wouldn't that scene have been intense if they had to like completely strip and check each other? Like, oh my God, I don't think we would have survived. I think we would combusted on the floor. Like,
I don't know what would have happened. I can't even begin to express what would have happened there. They had to just dial it down somehow. So I don't recall how it was explained, because you're right, when everyone else is checking each other, they're all taking each other's clothes off to be very thorough in their checking.
Yeah,
but for some reason they don't, and I don't recall what the sort of narrative explanation is, but the truth is it's just we couldn't have handled it. And they have to be mindful of our health, and it would have been too much for us. There would have been like literal heart attacks of the hotness of it. So we had to dial it down slightly, but what they gave us is perfect. I don't think I would have wanted any more.
I wonder if they did, though. Do they cut away? I'm trying to remember. Like, are they in there? And then do we cut outside to the other people talking?
Cut outside.
And then they just kind of come out the door.
They do.
Is it possible, Jen? Could we fit it into our headcanon that they did? Because she checked him. And then seemed satisfied with her check.
Yeah.
And then turned to leave. And then he did her. And so it made me think that was the extent of it. But it is interesting that they decided to stop there. And again, maybe if there's any huge like Ice fanatics out there that know the answer to this question in terms of like, you know, the story, let me know. But I am so much more focused on the hotness in this moment that it's honestly never really occurred to me. why they just stopped at the neck. But, you know, anyway.
I've never noticed, but I'm sure there's some kind of an explanation there that I'm just too dizzied by the hotness to notice. It's a pretty odd episode all the way around. Mulder looks really good in that shirt that he's wearing. Mm. I kind of completely lost my train of thought there thinking about the hotness. But yes, I was going to say there is that moment when they cut away and we see Scully coming out. And yeah, I don't think they needed to check each other further, but we can headcanon in anything we want to in that moment.
Yeah.
You know, maybe there was a little smoochy smooch. Mm. Who knows? There would have been time. You can imagine anything you want to.
Yeah. The fix are going to start coming now. So
I hope so.
I'm sure there are already a million, but there's going to be more.
There can always be more. So bring it on, people. Bring on it would be my fondest wish that our lists would inspire some fanfic writers out there to write some stories, maybe bouncing off of some of these wonderful moments, because can't get enough hot fanfic. And these are great, great moments to sort of be inspired by.
Yeah. Who, if anyone knows of any like hot ice in the closet, fix, please link us. Yeah. Let us know.
Do hook us up with that.
That would be, I think that would be enjoyable to all. Enjoyable to
that
all.
That would be enjoyable to all. All right. That was your number two, right?
Yeah. So your number two.
So now we're on to my number two. Okay. And so, and this is my sort of last contribution, because since we already know what my number one is.
Yeah.
So my number two is from the episode All Things, written and directed by Miss Gillian Anderson. And it's the very end of the episode where Scully has fallen asleep on Mulder's couch and he just reaches over and just kind of like tucks a strand of her hair behind her ear and covers her with a blanket. And it's just like a little bit slowed down, I think, just a tiny bit. And we get a little, the Moby music starts to play. It all has kind of a slightly hypnotic vibe to me. And like, oh, you know, their faces are very close together. And the look Mulder is giving her, it's just like, it's very tender and loving and hot. It is, again, just one of those things that when I watch it, I'm like, it just is hot. And it's one of those moments that it's kind of like the way you were talking about with Plus One. I sometimes think back to this and I don't know if I could quite compute it at the time. I think about it now and I think, did that really happen or was that in a fanfic? Because it was just like so perfect. It's like one of those sort of wonderful sort of fanficky kind of moments. You know, it's not an unusual trope where someone falls asleep on someone else's couch and it's all very sweet and beautiful.
Yeah.
And they just really executed this very well. And of course, it's extra hot because of the context of what we know from earlier in the episode. We know what happens after this, at least we probably can infer. Mm-hmm. And so that gives it a whole undercurrent of hotness as well. So that is my number two.
By the way, I don't know if you can hear Leia going crazy behind me, but she is really getting turned on by your hot moment.
Oh,
let me tell you.
Oh my God, Leia is a fan of all things. She's... And who wouldn't be? That is a very hot, good choice, Leia.
She's very loud. But as are Mulder and Scully, usually.
They are loud even when they're not saying a word.
Oh my God, what a great moment. And it's funny because you've made a solid case for this being a hot moment. I would, again, this is another one I might put in my like favorite romantic moments, because I've always looked at it as very romantic. But you're right, when you take it with the context of what we know is going to happen, the way that, and this is all Gillian, I'm certain, the way that it, like it says, it goes into that slow hypnotic, almost dreamlike, with the Moby, which is a very sexy song. Like it's not just, hey, let's pick a song. This is a very overtly sexual song that she has chosen to use at this moment. And I feel like for that reason, and we know there's a huge shift about to occur here, that you have that, all of that sort of undertone going along with it. And that makes this, at least from Mulder's perspective, sort of different and very, very sexy. Yeah. You made a solid case here, Jen. Like, that's a really great moment. Like, when you said all things, I was going to be like, oh, okay, well, it's, you know, naked Mulder in the bed and Scully pulling on her top. But no, that's just sort of the logistics. This is the hotness is this.
Yeah. Yeah. This is when things start to heat up. And it is all about how it's shot. I think that on paper, this wouldn't sound particularly hot. I think it would sound sort of sweet and romantic, but it wouldn't necessarily sound super hot. But it is the way it's shot and the editing and the music and everything is just, yeah, it just makes it very, very toasty. So thank you, Gillian Anderson, for that.
Mm-hmm.
Beautifully done. And yeah, I'm not like a huge fan of all things generally speaking, but I am a huge fan of that scene. And it is just very hot to watch for me. So that's my number two. Now it's time for your number one, Miss Annie.
All right. Well, my number one, which and it's funny because there's no way this wouldn't be on my list. And it's just, I don't know. I love it so much. This is from I Want to Believe, which in my opinion is pretty much peak Mulder Scully hotness. Mm. I really enjoy Mulder with the beard. I enjoy Mulder with the beard shaving it even more. And I enjoy shirtless Mulder shaving it and Scully walking up behind him with like a little camisole on. From their bed that they share in their house that they were probably just about to fuck in, but got interrupted by Mulder's bullshit. Just saying, all of those elements coming together, you know how much I adore domestic MSR. We got so little of it. Yeah. That when you see that shot of the two of them at the mirror and they're talking about their case, and it's very Plus One-esque. Like it's the same mm-hmm. sort of idea. Like this is us doing our thing, but we're talking shop. It is so powerful to me just to see the two of them like at their just peak hotness. They're just like sleepy bed shirtless. I don't know. It's so powerful. That's the word I have to say. It's just like, oh my God, we got that. This is Mulder and Scully just being super sexy, talking about life and their case. And it's just this tiny little slice of their life together. And I find that so sexy that I have no more words. I think it's so sexy. And I didn't even want to bring up the bed scene because everybody always talks about the bed scene when it's very clear that they are, you know, in the midst of a sexual relationship from the dialogue. But I just think it's the image of them in that mirror in their I can't even speak because it's so sexy, Jen. What do you have to say about it?
I totally, totally agree with everything you've said. It came very close to making my list as well. And yeah, that specific moment, not necessarily the stuff in the bed is fun and cute and sexy in its own way. But yeah, the getting up and shaving bit. I don't know what it is about shaving Mulder, but it really does it for me because there's that scene in 3 where he's got the shaving cream situation mm-hmm. happening and he's shaving again here. And I don't know what it is about that, but it really does it for me. And I enjoy that. And yeah, I just really love the fact that there they are in all of their sexiness, but they're also Mulder and Scully, the X-Files people at the same time. And I love all of that happening at once. And we do so very rarely ever get to actually see that with our own eyes. And, you know, they're in this so very sort of like sexy domestic situation. And, you know, she's still calling him Mulder, which I love that, you know, they never switch to having her calling him Fox or anything like that. I love that they are still the Mulder and Scully that we know, mm-hmm. but they've just been sexified to our right in front of our eyes. And I love that. And shirtless Mulder's always a wonderful thing. And I think that maybe my favorite moment is the phone rings. Scully's talking on the phone and Mulder's like standing right there like, what's happening? And Scully just sort of like reaches out with the sort of the back of her hand to kind of get Mulder's attention or something and just barely grazes his abs, mm-hmm. as I recall. Mm-hmm. And
she couldn't help herself.
She couldn't help herself. And that little bit of contact, it's like, it's very sort of like very vicarious for me. Like, touch those abs, please. Mm-hmm. It's very, very hot. So, yeah, that's a great, great choice.
You know,
and yeah, I can totally see where you're coming from.
You bringing up that little motion too is such a cool detail because everything about this scene. One of my favorite things about it is like they're what like 6 years out from doing any X-Files, and mm-hmm. everything about this scene is just so comfortable. Like they're just comfortable together. You completely believe that this has just been their life for the past 6 years. Like this is just their routine. This is just what they do. They're just so comfortable with each other. I love the subtext of Mulder shaving because she had just sort of rebuffed him and been like, oh, your scratchy beard. And so he's like, okay, she's right. I better shave if I want to get laid. I like without them spelling it out that that's what's happening. And it's such a nice, again, it's a nice realistic domestic moment that they don't have to spell out. They don't have to spoon feed, but it's there. And it's just, it's so real and comfortable and them and just peak Mulder Scully hotness. I don't know why. Put that on my freaking gravestone. I want that image of the two of them in their sexiness when she's on the phone and he's shirtless. I also like, you know, you were talking about Anasazi Mulder. Sorry, we're really getting going here. You were talking about Anasazi Mulder and it being kind of like the Mulder body type that you enjoy. Yeah. I enjoy, I want to believe Mulder's body type because I don't, I just really like the, that he's got those great abs, but also like those little, what do you call them? Where it's just, you got something you could really grab onto there. Like right here. That's what is, there's a, it's like a, some kind of crest or something. I don't know what the name of it is. You all know what I'm talking about. That those lines down there. I just love everything about that, that iteration of Mulder. I don't enjoy his haircut, but when he's got the beard and he's shaving it in that, that scene, that is for both of them. Scully too, with her long hair and her little nightgown, and oh my god, it's so cute.
That's a beautiful outfit that Scully's in too, the sort of lavender colored silky vision. It's like, hello,
I love
it's
how into like look. Pajama fashion Scully is, like she I enjoy really that is. Like she seriously rocks like all the best pajamas. It's like, no, we're wearing silk. I will only sleep in silk.
She looks so good in it.
She really does, and I enjoy that little aspect of her character. It's great.
Yeah, I mean, we all enjoy that. And yeah, I'm not crazy about the beard on Mulder most of the time, but somehow when his shirt comes off, suddenly I like the beard.
Yeah, so that's a good point. Yeah.
It just somehow works when he's shirtless, and I can't explain it. But yeah, when he's kind of looking in the mirror and all sort of like hunky, the beard kind of works at that moment. So I wasn't like, you know, super glad to see it go at that moment, but it was for the best. But then I got to see Shaving Mulder, which again, I enjoy. So there's just a lot to like. There's a lot happening in that scene. There's a lot to like in that scene. So really glad you brought it to the list.
And there's a lot for everyone because there is, I know we've talked a lot about sexy Mulder tonight, today, but there is a lot of sexy Scully in that scene too. Like I do, I will always say that I want to believe Scully is like my favorite in terms of her look. I just love her hair. I love her whole look. And
she looks great.
They both just look so fantastic. And
sexy. They both look amazing. Thank goodness for I Want to Believe. It is a gift to us that we got to see Mulder and Scully at that time in their relationship, and then we got to see David and Jillian at that age because they're both really hot at that point in their lives. And not that they're not the rest of the time, but they're just hot in their own sort of unique time at that point. And I love it.
You know, it's funny. We've talked about our appreciation for I Want to Believe a million times, and I do not want to derail us or bring this conversation down. But can you imagine what it would have been like if we hadn't gotten I Want to Believe at all and had just jumped from season 9 to the revival? Can you imagine what a hit that would take? Like, I don't know if I would have enjoyed the revival as much, not knowing that we had gotten what we got in I Want to Believe, which is just another reason where I feel like I Want to Believe is just criminally underloved, because I love it. I think it's fantastic. We got so much more in that movie than we did elsewhere, and this was one of those things that I am just so thankful that we got.
Yeah. So it definitely, it kind of, it's one of those things that can keep you warm at night when you're watching seasons 10 and 11 and, you know, we weren't necessarily getting quite as much graphic hotness aside from Plus One, obviously, as we might have wished. We didn't get a kiss and that could have really eaten away at me, except then I just think back when I Want to Believe and all the wonderful domestic hotness that we got in that, the amazing kiss we got at the end of that, and that really kind of keeps me happy and satisfied, and I can kind of live with the fact that we didn't necessarily get everything I wanted in 10 and 11 because we got I Want to Believe, and that's a lot.
Yeah, you just kind of like take those three things and put all the pieces together and you kind of get all the things that you need to sort of create those moments in your mind. So
We have the pieces. We have the pieces at least. And I'm grateful for the pieces.
I am too. I am too. Well, We did. We can keep talking that because we did put down some honorable mentions, correct?
We did. Yeah.
I'm curious.
I mean, there was no way I was going to be able to keep it just to 10. I mean, I started off with 27. So it was painful to limit it as much as I did. So thank goodness we can squeeze in one more at least.
Let's hear your honorable mention because mine's super off the wall. So I'm curious if yours is.
All right. Let's see if mine is. Mine's not particularly off the wall. I was tempted to go for a few off the wall things, but at the end, I just love this moment so much. I just really wanted to bring it in. And this is Mulder hotness again. Mm. And it's just a moment I just personally very much enjoy. It's from War of the Cockroaches.
Mm.
And it's specifically the moment Mulder has been chatting on the phone with Scully. First of all, they're both in bed, so there's that. He's, you know, in his motel off, you know, pursuing his little case. And there's a scream. He must dash to the scene of the scream in this motel. What has happened?
Oh.
Well, he has to rush so quickly that when he arrives at this motel room, he is shirtless and he hasn't even had quite the opportunity to do up his jeans all the way. He's wearing them, but they are unbuttoned.
Yes.
And his belt is not done up.
What was that thing we were saying about objectifying Mulder? Yeah. Yeah, thank you.
It's unnecessarily hot because, hello. And, you know, again, I am very, very pro gun control. But Mulder with a gun, I can't help it. It's just hot.
Yeah.
And so he's got his gun. He's not wearing a shirt. And I must say, it to me, it's even sexier to see him with his jeans just a little undone. That's even sexier than if he had just been in his undies, because it's just a little bit suggestive of what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
There's just a little hint of something happening there. It's just a little more than we need. And I really enjoy that. He looks amazing. I love how the whole vibe. Very, very enjoyable. So it's completely random. It's not meant to be hot at all.
Of course it is. Oh, that one is. Come on. Of course that is. Why else does he not have a shirt on? That one's meant
Seriously.
To be hot.
I mean, he could at least have done his jeans up.
Right, right. I mean, was he literally on the phone with Scully when the scream came?
He was literally on the phone with her and said, you know, I gotta go. And he's already not wearing a shirt at that point. I'm not quite sure what he had on at that stage.
Yeah, that was going to be my next question is what exactly does he have on?
Not much.
Just his underwear, I'm guessing.
I think so. And then he just throws the jeans on and runs out the door. And I am glad he threw the jeans on and didn't fully do them up, because that to me is a very sexy look. So yeah, him just and like he just walks into that motel room, the camera just zooms in on him from below slightly, as I recall. And somehow that just makes him even sexier.
Yeah. I have a gif of that too. It will be its way to you when we're done recording,
I promise.
Thank
you. Oh, that gift will be a gift indeed.
Mm-hmm.
And it just comes off as very sexy on the way that it's shot. So that is my honorable mention, because it is a very sort of like brief, slightly random moment that maybe some folks have forgotten. So I heartily encourage you to watch out for that next time you're watching War of the Cockroaches, because it is very delicious. It's just one of my favorite Mulder moments. It's brief, but it's just like checking all my boxes, so to speak.
Pun intended or?
Possibly. Yes. I love that moment. So that's my honorable mention.
I like
now,
that.
What's your off the wall honorable mention? I'm curious about this.
Okay. All right. This is off the wall because I can't, in good conscience, put it in my top 10 list. That's why it's an honorable mention. But
okay.
I think that this is a scene that is very decidedly not hot, but that is, it's not supposed to be hot, but it is hot anyway.
Right.
Although I think I might be saying that wrong, because I think it's like not, you'll see what I mean. It's not supposed to be hot, but like the director is attempting to make it hot. This is from the episode William. And this is the scene where Scully is in the examination room with this burnt up crispy guy who we think might be Mulder at this point. Okay.
Right.
And Scully even thinks it might be Mulder. And that is sort of the driving force behind this scene, because she's giving him this exam. She's She's going over this in her mind. Could this be Mulder? Why is he not telling me? And it's this, the way the camera is moving around them, so close up to them, the way the lighting is, the way she's getting so close to him, and she's kind of using her flashlight, and they're talking so softly, and she's like touching his face and doing all this. And I think at this point, you're supposed to find this sexy. I really do. Because, yeah. And I think that this is very much a David choice. It feels very much like a David choice. He directed this episode. Mm-hmm. And the idea that at the very end of the scene, when we're just like, what is happening? Why am I feeling this way? This is this gross, crispy guy who we find out later is Spender. But at the time, we don't know that. The time we think it could be Mulder. Mm-hmm. And that's what makes it so sexy. At the very, very end of it, he decides, and I say he, David, clearly decides to put himself in the episode. When she's looking in his eye, she sees a reflection of Mulder in the reflection, because in her mind we think, oh, she's thinking that it's Mulder. That's my off the wall honorable mention, because we don't get a lot of sexy in season 9. We don't get a lot of Mulder in season 9, even though Scully herself is looking peak hotness. I enjoy Scully in season 9 very much. Yeah. And we have Monica, who also is quite sexy. But I, you know, obviously I'm a fan of the Mulder content. And so for me, season 9 is very low. I enjoy this episode a lot. I enjoy the return of Duchovny to the set. I feel like you can really feel it in this episode. It's just a very well-directed episode. This scene in particular, sexy, very on brand for X-Files, not really sexy, and yet somehow sexy. So that's my honorable mention.
Very well said. And that's very on brand for the X-Files. You're absolutely right. I would not have thought of that scene at all, I have to say, but you're absolutely right. There is something just a little off or different or just a little left of center with how she's behaving.
It's all about that tension that you were referring to.
Yeah, there is it is the tension, and you know, it's a sort of sexy tension, but also, you know, a tension from like, who is this exactly? What's really happening here? What is this guy's secrets? But I think you're absolutely right that it is intended to sort of convey a certain amount of intimacy on Scully's part. Yeah. That this is, it kind of, it serves the story well, because it does kind of demonstrate that at this point she does consider that this could be Mulder, because she is acting with him the way she would act with Mulder probably. So it is sexiness with a purpose, which is always good. And yeah, I think that, David did an amazing job with kind of conveying that, because it's certainly, to describe it to someone wouldn't necessarily sound that sexy, but it works. It definitely works. And, as much as we've talked about how naturally sexy David is, I mean, Jillian is also extremely just like, she has chemistry with everyone that she works with in every show. And no wonder the two of them together are so amazing, because they both have a lot of just natural chemistry. They just have it. And with each other, it's absolutely off the charts, but they just have it sort of as individuals as well. And so when you bring them together, it is a gift from above. And in this case, above being Chris Carter.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, and from obviously from the two of them, which is clear and obvious, but it is something that we got from this show. It's on our screen. It's in our face. It made it into the final cut, and there's really no denying it. So
there's no denying it.
Oh my God. But that was, wow. That was a super hot show. Jen, what do you say? We're only at like an hour and a half. What do you say we quickly maybe mention some ones that didn't quite make our list?
I think we should. Okay. I think we should. It would be rude not to those moments.
To maximize the hotness, right?
Yeah.
I mean, why not?
Yeah.
Why not?
Yeah, exactly.
Why don't you
Grab my notes to see which ones broke my heart the most to leave off. Probably the one that I would most like to have included and came the closest to including was the scene from One Son where Mulder and Scully are showering together.
Oh, yeah.
In like this decontamination situation, which again, not really meant to be sexy. But I mean, you have Mulder and Scully naked and showering next to each other and Mulder kind of giving her a little look. And again, that scene just goes on a little longer than it has to. Yeah. And so, yeah, I gotta give a shout out to that scene. And
real quick, that's a good example of the X-Files taking something that should be really sexy and like sort of subverting it and putting them in a situation that is decidedly unsexy to sort of like temper the sexiness
That's right.
The sexiness always wins out.
Yeah, it was meant to temper the sexiness, but yeah, because otherwise, if it had been like a more sort of traditional shower scene, it would be too much.
Yeah,
too much. So we have to temper it a little bit, but then it somehow winds up even sexier that way for me. So totally works. I also just want to give a shout out to all the Walter Skinner fans because I find him very sexy. I couldn't quite get him into my top 10. Basically, any scene where Skinner takes his glasses off and I'm happy because that to me is always extremely hot. And like, I'm thinking of in One Breath where he's telling the story to Mulder about things that happened to him in Vietnam and he's taking off his glasses. And there's just something really hot about every time he does that. So Mitch Pileggi fans, I'm with you. I find him hot all the time too. So I got to give a little shout out to him and all the many moments of that. And many, many, many more. As I said, I had 27, so I won't list them all, but those are kind of the ones that I desperately wanted to sort of squeeze in there.
Okay, well, I have a few I can mention quickly. You just said squeeze in there, and that's perfect, because I was going to say the moment from Squeeze, when Mulder kind of like reaches out and moves her necklace and like untwists it. Again, just a super tiny little moment that she looks down and you can tell she's a little taken aback, like by... what was that? Wait, what was that? They're just so comfortable with each other. It's very sexy. Very sexy. I wrote down, you'll appreciate this, from Little Green Men, when she finds Mulder in Puerto Rico and they're right? He's just sweaty and he has like no sleeves. And like, that's all you need, right? Like,
he's sweaty and he has no sleeves.
Well, here's the thing. I had to leave it off because there was too many. Like, there was the scene in the bunker and then there's the scene in the Jeep when they're driving and he's like shoving her head in his lap, basically. Like, there's just way too much hotness in that. So I couldn't even make up my mind. So it just ended up staying off my list. But
that was, that actually really came close to my list too. And like, Scully is like checking Mulder out and they're like, touching
everywhere
onto each other. So yeah, and it's hot and it's sweaty. So yeah, totally agree on that.
Yeah. I was gonna say there's a lot of really sexy close talking in The Field Where I Died.
I had that on my list too.
The only reason I left that off is because I thought maybe some slightly more casual viewers might not know what it was I was talking about, but I definitely wanted to bring that up because there's just a lot of great shots of her getting like super close to him and whispery and super hot.
It's almost hard to convey in words the hotness of those moments. You have to see them for yourself.
Exactly.
Because if you're describing it, you're just like, well, you know, Scully leans in really close and kind of whispers to him. It's like, okay. But no, you have to see it. It's really hot.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, totally agree.
Couple more quick ones. The kiss from Triangle. Okay. I know that it's not real. It didn't really happen, but it is a very hot kiss. At the end of the day, to me, it shows his intent. It's like, if Mulder gets to kiss Scully, that's how he wants to kiss her. And no one can take that away from us, Jen. No one.
That is true.
No one. Sexy.
Absolutely.
Random yellow pajama pants. Didn't quite make it on the list just because I swear to God, we talk about those every single week. So
agreed.
I left them off. And last little one on here that I really think is really hot and it's a Scully moment is when she throws the water in Doggett's face. I think that's really hot. I think that's one of her sexiest moves, I gotta say. I just couldn't quite make it on my list. But then the rest that were on my list, I had to cross off as you were saying them because there were like five of them that were on my short list that you had on yours. So
yeah, a lot of same thing with me. And two others that just sprung into my head that I'll mention in passing. Fight the Future hallway scene. I talk about it in nearly every episode just because there's something about it that fits nearly every category of our top 10 that I can always find a reason to talk about it. But it genuinely is really hot. So I have to mention that in passing just to kind of just if anyone's waiting to hear about it, absolutely it is hot. I acknowledge and praise it for that. But yes, I think that I've probably talked about it enough. And this was an off the wall one that came really close to mine from Milagro. Scully and Paget sitting together on Paget's bed and the light randomly goes out in his apartment. So they, you know, Scully kind of like drops in on Paget sort of unexpectedly and they're having like this little chat And it's all very sort of tense. There's quite a bit of tension there. There's definitely some sexual tension, I think, going on between them. And he doesn't really have any furniture. And so they wind up sitting on his bed together. And suddenly, like, his lamp, the bulb goes out. And they're just sitting there in the semi-darkness. Just kind of like, yeah. The tension is just building. And the only reason that nothing more happens for sure is because Mulder bursts in. So, and he's like, what is happening here?
Yeah.
Well, you might ask Mulder, because frankly, I find that a kind of a hot moment too.
I thought for sure when you said Milagro that you were going to go a step further and say that scene of them on the bed, like having sex. And I was going to be like, Jen. Yeah,
it's a little obvious.
Yeah, that was a little obvious. But
it is pretty hot, though. I mean, let's be honest.
Yeah, it is pretty hot. But that's definitely, I feel like that's one of the ones that I don't enjoy watching for some reason, because I don't know. I don't really have a problem with the other in general, like on this show. Like, I don't have a problem with the Edger stuff. I don't have a problem with the Kristen thing in three. But for some reason, the thing in Milagro is like weird to me. I don't know. I can't quite put my finger on it.
It's a personal thing.
Yeah. I mean, I know, again, it's also like it's a fantasy thing. It's not really happening. So at the end of the day, I can look at it and be like, oh, we're just getting in this guy's head. Gross. That's kind of what it is. I wouldn't
have included that moment for that reason.
Yeah.
I would have just stuck to them just sitting.
Yeah, no. And I know you didn't pick it. I'm sorry I even brought it up. But just saying.
I have a little thing for Philip Padgett anyway. I just find him kind of hot. So, yeah. So that's why, you know, it's all in the eye of the beholder. That one. That's why that one definitely was not going to make it onto my top 10, because I knew it was just a little too weird, but it did come to mind when I thought of hot moments, so I cannot deny it.
Yeah, the idea of the lamp going out, I think that is interesting, and I enjoy that.
It is something about it that's just kind of intriguing. So that whole episode is just filled with so much tension and intrigue, and it's a very sexy episode.
Yeah. I agree. And, you know, we do have Mulder walking down the hall, too, which is that
hot
scene.
Yeah, I'm glad we got that in.
Lots of close-ups of Scully being sexy. There's a lot to love about that one in terms of sexiness.
Yeah, it is a very sort of sexily shot episode. Yeah. And, like, deliberately so, not just the rest of the episodes where people are just naturally hot all the time. Yeah.
This one was really pushing it in your face. So
this one was a little bit more obvious. So it's almost too much.
Yeah.
But it's still great. But, you know, every episode, I challenge you to find an episode of The X-Files that doesn't have at least one hot moment of some kind in it, because it's all there. It's there for the looking. That's for sure.
Yeah. And I bet you we could fill, if we wanted to, like a bunch of lists with just really random obscure moments that maybe we would know what each other is talking about and maybe we wouldn't. But it's just everything sort of hits everyone slightly differently. So I think it's so fun about these lists is that, yeah, you can be like, oh, that's hot. But that's interesting. That's like that's slightly hotter to you than it is to me. It's like this just strange metric. But I definitely want more hot moments. So everyone out there, if we missed yours, which I'm sure we did, please feel free to send us gifts, send us photos, send us anything that you want. We enjoy all of it, especially when it deals with sexiness. So
absolutely,
please, at XFD Podcast, send it our way. We will enjoy it. We will retweet it. We will spread the love.
We will.
But thanks, you guys, for listening. And we will be back with you in a couple weeks on another episode of X-Files Diaries.
Bye.